Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi there. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. I run a shop in Odyssey called Whit's End. It's a place of discovery, imagination, and excitement. But don't take my word for it. You can find out for yourself on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Wow!
I hit it! I hit it!
7 more kids, and we'll have a whole team.
Something's wrong.
Wrong? What do you mean?
What'd I tell you? It's always the baby.
Always the baby.
Can you hear it, Danny?
Yeah, it sounds like a drum.
That's the baby's heartbeat, honey.
What do you think about that, son?
It's going kind of fast, isn't it?
Oh, a little, maybe.
Will Billy get here soon, Dr. Martin?
Billy?
My new baby brother, in Mommy's stomach.
We named him after Danny's grandfather.
Not wasting any time, huh?
You said you could tell from the ultrasound that it was a boy.
I said I think. It could still be a girl.
Oh, no, Billy's a boy, all right.
What makes you so sure?
Because he's going to sleep in my room. I can't sleep in the same room as a girl.
Not unless we get a bigger house. Hint, hint.
One production at a time, dear.
Well, to answer your question, Danny, Billy will be here in about 5 months.
5 months?
Sounds like somebody's getting anxious.
Look who's talking. You already got him a catcher's mitt.
Steven, you didn't.
I figure it's only fair. I got Danny a bat before he was born. Just think, honey. 7 more kids, and we'll have a whole team.
One production at a time, dear. So is everything okay, Dr. Morton?
For the most part. Have you been keeping off your feet like I told you?
Sort of.
No, she hasn't.
Well, the world doesn't stop just because I'm having a baby.
It does for you.
Okay, okay. Message received.
Yeah, I'll believe it when I see it. Listen, there are a few more things I want to check out, and I think we're going to need a little privacy, so...
Say no more, Doc. That's our cue, Danny.
Cue?
Yeah, to wait outside.
Oh. Well, if you hear anything else, come and get me, okay, Dr. Morton?
You'll be the first one I'll call, Danny.
Come on, son.
Daddy?
Yes, sport?
When Billy gets here, will I teach him how to hit a baseball?
Well, not right away, but... Yeah, eventually. In fact, I'm sure you'll teach Billy lots of things.
Like what?
Oh, very important stuff. Like climbing trees, skipping rocks across the lake, and how to tie his shoes, and where to dig for fish and worms, and the best time to pick apples.
And how to hit a baseball.
And how to hit a baseball. He'll follow you all over the place and want to do everything you do.
He will?
Uh-huh. And he'll think you're the best big brother in the whole world.
In the whole world?
In the whole world.
Yeah. Will I always be Billy's big brother, Daddy?
You always will be. Forever and ever.
Good.
And now, will the best big brother in the whole world do something for his dad?
What?
To stay in the play area in the lobby while I bring the car around?
Okay.
Hi.
My name's Danny.
I'm Harvey.
Is your mommy here?
Yeah. Dr. Morton's giving my little brother a checkup.
I'm gonna have a baby brother in 5 months. His name is Billy.
He's not born, but you already know his name?
Sure, why not?
No reason, I guess.
Hey, what's it like being a big brother?
You don't want to know.
Why not?
Because you may think being a big brother is great now, but you sure won't when Billy gets here.
I won't.
Nope.
How come?
Lots of reasons. First off, you have to give up all your privileges.
Privileges?
You know, special stuff. Like staying up late or playing longer at a friend's house.
Well, that's not so bad.
That's only the beginning. Wait till you have to do the S word. Share.
Share?
Uh-huh. Your toys, your food, and when he gets older, even your clothes.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, huh? I'll prove it to you. Billy's gonna sleep in your room, right?
Yeah.
See? It's already started. But that's nothing compared to the way your mom and dad will change.
Change?
Oh, yeah. You know all the time they spend with you right now?
Yeah.
Well, it's all gonna go to the baby. You'll have to play by yourself because they're too busy with the baby. You won't be able to make any noise because you'll wake the baby.
Wow.
And that's not all. From now on, you'll never hear your name by itself. Instead of just Danny, you'll always be Danny and Billy. Or even worse, the boys.
The boys?
Yep. Before you were special. Now you're just one of the herd. Still excited about your new baby brother?
I don't know. I mean, I thought it'd be neat. But now, I'm not so sure.
Hey, it's too late now. Bill is on his way, and your life will never be the same.
Come on, Harvey. Let's get your little brother home.
Okay, Mom. What'd I tell you? It's always the baby. See you around.
Yeah, see ya. Always the baby.
Oh, by the way, I saw Whit in the parking lot.
What was he doing at the hospital?
He's on the church's visitation committee. I asked him about watching Danny when you have the baby, and he said he'd love to.
He did? He's such a kind man. Did you hear that, Danny? Danny?
Huh?
You're gonna stay with Mr. Whitaker when Billy comes. Is that okay?
Yeah, sure.
Is something wrong, sweetheart?
No.
I think he's a little overwhelmed at the idea of being a big brother.
I think you're right. Oh!
What's the matter?
I don't know. I just felt a little twinge.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm fine. I think it's just the way I'm sitting. There. That's better.
I told Whit we'd work out the details later in the week.
Well, that's one load off my mind. The next thing we have to do is tackle the boys' room.
The boys' room?
Yeah, yours and Billy's. We're gonna have to get used to calling it that now.
We'll have to rearrange all the furniture in it.
What do you mean, rearrange?
You know, move it around to make room for the baby's things.
Move it where?
I don't know, Danny. We may have to give it away.
Steven?
You're gonna give away my stuff?
Maybe. Just the toys you don't play with anymore.
I play with everything!
Danny, you know you don't.
Uh-huh!
Now, you're gonna have to stop being so selfish. You've got a little brother coming.
I wish I didn't.
What was that?
Nothing.
Steven!
What, honey?
Something's wrong.
Wrong? What do you mean?
Oh, with the baby. Something's wrong.
What is it? Are you in pain?
Yes. You better get me back to the hospital.
Right. Okay. Hang on.
Mommy?
It's okay, Danny. It's okay. Just sit back in your seat and be a brave boy for Mommy. Oh, hurry, Stephen. Hurry.
Mommy gonna be all right?
She's gonna be fine, sport.
What about Billy?
We'll have to wait and see.
Steven?
Whit.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Hi, Danny. I just heard. Any word yet?
No, and it's been nearly an hour.
Well, I'm sure Dr. Morton is doing everything she can.
I know. I was afraid something like this would happen.
Something like what?
Steven, you don't know that anything has happened yet. You shouldn't give up hope.
You don't understand. It's always been difficult for Laura to get pregnant. Even Danny was a prayer baby.
I was?
Well, all babies are prayer babies, to a certain extent. And that's the best place for a baby to be, in God's hands.
Stephen?
Dr. Morton, how's Laura?
She's gonna be fine, but I'm afraid...
She lost the baby.
Yes. I'm sorry.
What does that mean, she lost the baby?
It means that Billy didn't live, son.
He died?
Yes, Danny.
Oh.
May I see Laura?
Yes, but I want to keep her in the hospital overnight.
Can I stay with her?
Of course.
Why don't I take Danny home tonight?
Thanks, Whit.
Oh, you're welcome.
Listen, here's the key to the house. Danny can show you where everything is.
Oh, we'll manage.
Danny, you're going to stay with Mr. Whitaker tonight. I want you to be a good boy.
I will.
Give me a hug.
Daddy,
Don't worry about anything, okay?
Okay.
I love you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Bye.
It's all right, Danny. Everything is going to be fine.
Yeah. Fine.
No! Stop, please! No! I didn't mean my wish! I didn't! I do want him! I want to play baseball with them! No! Stay alive! Please! Stay alive! I'm sorry! I didn't mean it! Please!
Danny? Danny? Wake up, son. It's all right.
Oh, Mr. Whittaker, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I didn't mean it. I didn't.
Didn't mean what, Danny?
I'm the one who made Billy die.
You what?
I made Billy die.
Oh, Danny.
I didn't mean to, but Mommy and Daddy kept talking about him. And I got jealous and I wished Daddy wouldn't come. And he died. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Danny, it's not your fault.
Yes, it is. And when Mom and Dad find out, they'll hate me forever.
Oh, no, they won't. Your parents could never hate you. You know that.
They will. And so will Billy.
Billy?
I wish Daddy wouldn't come, Mr. Whittaker. And then he died. You don't think he'll hate me for that?
No, Danny, I don't. Billy is safe with Jesus now.
He is?
Of course. He's so happy there's no room for hate. I think that's how you can feel better, too.
How?
By talking to Jesus. It always makes me feel better when I'm upset.
I don't know what to say.
Well, just say what's in your heart. What's bothering you?
Dear Jesus, I'm sorry I wish Billy wouldn't come. And since he's there with you, could you tell him that I'm sorry and ask him not to hate me? Thank you. Amen. Was that okay?
It was fine.
You think Jesus will do it?
Count on it. You feel better now?
A little.
Good. Now, why don't you lie back down? There.
Mr. Whittaker?
Yes?
Could you pray too?
Sure, Danny. Dear Jesus, help Danny. He needs your comfort right now. Help him dream of good things, and let him know Billy's with you, and that you're right here with him. In your name, amen.
Amen.
Thanks again for taking care of Danny, Whit.
Anytime, and if you need anything else, just let me know, huh?
That's very kind of you, Whit.
I think all we need now is to get home.
Well, drive carefully, okay?
We will. Bye.
Bye.
Are you sure it's okay for you to go home, Mommy?
Of course it is, sweetheart. Home is where I need to be.
Were you a good boy for Mr. Whittaker, Danny?
Yeah, but there's something I need to tell you both about Billy.
You don't need to tell us anything, honey.
Yeah, I do. Yesterday when we were driving home, I did a bad thing. I wish that...
We already know, Danny.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Whittaker told us about your dream.
I'm sorry, Mommy.
There's no need to be.
We don't blame you, son.
But I wished it, and maybe if I hadn't...
It's all right.
Oh, look!
What is it?
A park. Let's stop there.
All right.
Stop? But I thought we had to go home.
A few minutes won't hurt anything. And I think a walk in a park will do you good.
This is really nice.
Mommy, are you sure you're supposed to be walking?
It's all right, sweetheart.
Hey, sport, there's a play area over there.
Why don't you go play, Danny?
Play?
For me? I'd really love to see you swing.
But I...
It's okay, son. We'll be right here. Go ahead.
Well, okay. This is weird.
Swing, Danny!
I don't feel like swinging.
Why not?
Whoa! Where'd you come from?
Right here.
I didn't see you walk up.
You should look around more. How come you don't want to swing?
I just don't.
Yeah, me neither. You want a teeter-totter?
No.
Me neither. Slide?
No.
Me neither.
Look, you can still do all that stuff.
I know, but it's more fun if we both do it.
I don't feel like it.
Why not?
My mommy was gonna have a baby, and I got mad and wished that he wouldn't come. And now he's not.
So?
So now I don't have a little brother.
What would you do with a little brother if you had one?
I'd talk to him, tell him that I'm sorry, and ask him not to hate me forever.
Is that all?
No. I'd also teach him how to hit a baseball.
Oh. Well, why don't you teach me?
What?
I've got a bat and a ball here. Teach me.
But you're a girl.
So, I want to learn how to hit. Please?
Well, I guess it's okay. First, you gotta stand right. Put your feet a little farther apart and bend your knees a little bit.
Like this?
Yeah. Now, are you left-handed or right-handed?
Left.
Then hold the bat like this with your left hand on top.
Got it.
Okay, I'm gonna back up and pitch one of you. Keep your eye on the ball, and when it gets in front of you, whack it, okay?
Okay.
Remember, watch the ball.
I will.
Ready?
Ready.
Here it comes. Now, swing. Wow.
I hit it. I hit it.
You knocked it out of the park. How did you do that?
You're a good teacher, Danny.
Yeah, I guess I am. Wait a minute. How do you know my name?
I just do. I know a lot about you.
You do? What's going on here?
You know how you told me what you'd do if you had a little brother?
Yeah, but...
Well, you know what I'd do if I had a big brother?
What?
I'd want him to teach me very important stuff, like climbing trees and skipping rocks across the lake and how to tie my shoes and where to dig for fishing worms and the best time to pick apples.
And how to hit a baseball.
And how to hit a baseball. And I'd follow him all over the place and want to do everything he does. And I'd think he's just the best big brother in the whole world.
Billy?
Surprise!
But I thought you were a boy.
Nope.
Billy, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
You don't have to be, Danny. It really wasn't your fault. And I don't hate you. See, Mr. Whitaker is right. When you're with Jesus, there's no room for hate.
Billy.
I have to go now. Don't feel bad anymore. Okay, Danny?
I won't. Billy?
Yeah?
Will I ever see you again?
Of course you will. You're my big brother, Danny. And you always will be.
Forever and ever. Forever and ever. Forever and ever. Forever and
Bye,
ever.
Bye, Billy. Bye.
Danny, wake up, son. Wake up.
Huh? What? Mr. Whitaker?
That's right. You were having another dream.
Oh, yeah. I dreamed I saw Billy.
You did?
Yeah, and she doesn't hate me, Mr. Whitaker.
She?
Yeah. I dreamed she was a girl, but I taught her how to hit a baseball, and she was great.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, and you know what else?
What?
Right at the end of my dream, there was this voice that called, Billy.
A voice?
Yeah, and since Billy is with Jesus, do you think...
Well, I don't know, Danny, but I think it's safe to say that your prayer last night got answered in a very big way.
Yeah. She said I'm her big brother, Mr. Whitaker, and that I always will be. I sure wish I could have stayed with her.
You will, Danny. One day you'll stay with her forever and ever. Now, come on. Let's go see your mom.
Danny has discovered a wonderful promise given to us by Jesus in Matthew 19. There he told his disciples to not stop little children from coming to him, because the kingdom of heaven is made of such as these. Even though Billy never got the chance to be born, Danny and his mom and dad can take comfort in the fact that she's safe with Jesus, and that, as Whit said, one day they'll be able to stay with her, and with him, forever and ever. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Forever Amen was written and directed by Phil Lawler. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.